Now we come to our first feature, which follows on rather nicely, I think. This article is read by Rosemary Scott and is all about local artist Amelia Bowman and how the Norfolk countryside inspires her artwork.
Emma Lee meets printmaker Amelia Bowman, whose work is inspired by Norfolk's coast and countryside. Art and creativity is truly in the blood for Amelia Bowman. Her mum is a sculptor, her grandmother and great-grandmother were both artists, and her daughter is following in her footsteps. My daughter is only really interested in being creative. She loses interest in toys very quickly and just goes back to her craft supply. So it's carrying on down the female line, she says. Art allows me to be me. It's just an outlet for me to experiment with all my weird and wonderful ideas, she says. Amelia creates gorgeous, cheerful homewares, prints and tote bags inspired by Norfolk and nature. Seaside scenes such as the famous Stripey Wells beach huts, the colourful canopies of the stalls in Norwich Market, the broads and flora and fauna. Her studio is a converted garage at her home in Wyndham, where she creates her work using a technique called calligraph. Her print press is a converted mangle, which she bought for £20 from eBay. I've always loved just tinkering with things, and I've always been a bit Heath Robinson, and I thought, well, a mangle looks like the same kind of thing really as a print press, so maybe I'll just buy an old mangle and convert it and make it into one, she says. It took her quite a while to turn her purchase, which she found in North Norfolk, into a working print press. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It took 9 months, like having a baby, she laughs. I had to take it completely apart, and I had to go and ingratiate myself with steel merchants and rubber merchants. But everyone was brilliant. They were really helpful. And finally, I'd got a functional print press that cost a tenth of the price in the end. And it's still going today. It's a bit wonky. It's not particularly well behaved, but we muddle along, she says. Amelia says that her work has always been led by colour. Throughout her GCSEs and A-levels, she focused on painting and sculpting. Her mum is a sculptor. And she then studied textiles at Norwich Art School. At that point in time, I was creating very colourful jewellery with dyed and manipulated plastic, so I was on the edge of textiles, she says. After I graduated and was selling it, I realised quite quickly that the bit I was enjoying was the design process and the prototypes and not making the stock. And that's when I started to move into freelance illustration. Amelia went to work in a high school's art department and she discovered calligraph when they took some of their GCSE students to City College Norwich to learn about different types of printmaking. I was sitting in the corner watching the children learn these techniques, and that was the beginning of this, she says. Calligraph is an intaglio form of printmaking, the opposite of the relief form such as linocut. We got a print press at the high school soon after that, and I used to get on quite well with the site team as they used to let me in at the weekends and I'd go and use it, says Amelia. And she didn't have to look far to find inspiration. The Norfolk countryside where she grew up and the Suffolk coast where her parents had a holiday home. Norfolk's amazing, isn't it? It's kind of like Cornwall, because it's not on the way to anywhere, and there's something special about that, I think. It seems to be a haven for artists and full of really inspiring vistas. And wherever you get coastline, you're always going to get artists and people feeling inspired. I love it. I grew up in the middle of nowhere in Barnum Broom. Our nearest neighbours were half a mile down the road and we were surrounded by fields. And the coast has always been part of my life. My father is a Cornishman, and at the same time these trips to the City College were happening, my parents had a holiday home on the coast of Suffolk, and I was spending quite a lot of time sketching on the beach, and then those sketches got made into calligraph plates. Amelia's pieces are available locally from stockers, including the Giggly Goat and Norcuts in Norwich, Key Art in Wells and Blakeney, Glitter and Mud in Wells, Southwold Pier and the Lion House Gallery in Lavenham. She also recently had a pop-up as part of Jarrell's brilliant Storefolk Marketplace, which showcases the work of local creatives and is a store on Etsy. And she also does printmaking workshops. Her next is scheduled for early February at the Reef House in Blakeney. For details about Amelia's workshop at the Reef House Blakeney in February, visit readmakeanddo.com.
Thank you, Rosemary. Now we go back to the news, and here's Paul again.